The leadership of three Alaska Native corporations, South Central's Cook Inlet Region Incorporated, or CIRI, Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, ASRC, and Interior's Doyon Corporation, collaborated on proposed changes to the Small Business Administration's 8A program. 8A contracting allows small and minority-owned businesses to engage in bidding on government contracts. There are special provisions in place for Alaska Native corporations and other tribal businesses that have helped them garner millions in government contracts around the world. Some of those provisions for ANCs have drawn fire from other minority 8A contractors and members of Congress. Congressional hearings have been held about the provisions. The three ANC presidents sent a letter to SBA Administrator Karen Mills last week, laying out what they're calling an agenda for transparency, accountability, and integrity. Doyon President Norman Phillips Jr. says the three corporate leaders do not see 8A as an entitlement. They realize change is inevitable, and they want to help shape it.
If we continue under the current regime of regulations managed by SBA, we don't see this program being sustainable. And sustainability is important to Doyon because we are looking to the future for other village corporations in our regions, tribes, and the Hawaiian groups as well.
And what about it isn't sustainable? What do you think is at play here that will create that circumstance that it can't sustain into the future?
Well, I think the success of the Alaska Native Regional Corporations in the program is being used or by those that oppose this type of program. And it shouldn't be used against us. You know, we've come into the program, have certainly been successful, but I think the success of the Alaska Native corporations in this program is really being viewed by some as, you know, unfair advantage. But when you look at what we've done, we've created capability. We are, in Doyon's case, we compete on the competitive side. We have very few sole source contracts.
Your proposal is called the Agenda for Transparency, Accountability, and Integrity. What's in the plan to make that happen?
It's really a 9-point program, and it caps a sole source. It provides, I think, some very transparent tracking and reporting requirements of the benefits to the Alaska Native people who we represent. It prevents the overlapping multiple companies owned by the same entity and just passing those contracts on. It makes them very accountable. Enforcement is very, I think, meaningful in the sense that if any of the participants in the program violate the rules, they should be punished for it.
Does Doyon participate in sole source non-competitive bids, or do you think they should continue to be part of the program and ANCs can decide for themselves?
Well, certainly they should be still be part of the program. I don't think the use of a sole source contract is the problem. I think the impression that, you know, companies are receiving these large contracts is being blown out of proportion, because when you look at the total source, there's a very small group that are larger than $100 million. Yes, Doyon does have some sole source contracts. They're very small, and typically sole source are small. They're, you know, $1 million up to $5 million. But there are needs where you have companies that are, you know, they have the capability to take on a larger contract, savings to the government. Certainly, that should be, you know, kept in place up to the $100 million.
Your letter was sent on the 13th. Have you had any response from SBA or members of Congress yet?
No, we haven't.
And what do you think, Mr. Phillips, the state economy and the economy of the ANCs would look like without the 8A program?
I don't know. I know that the Alaska Native corporations bring a lot of money into the state through their participation in the 8A program. What would it be if Doyon or the regional corporations or ANCs were not involved in the 8A program, I think the state would certainly have been impacted by the monies that we bring into the state through corporate taxes as well as benefits to our shareholders.
Norman Phillips Jr. is the president of Interior's Doyon Corporation. A link to the proposal is on our website, aprn.org.